He flipped a page of notes. Carl Edward Rake was born 72 years ago in Gaithersburg, Maryland. 48 years ago, he married the former Lila Saunders. 44 years ago, he was hired by the Messina School Board as the head football coach. At the time, he was 28, had no coaching experience, and always said he got the job because no one else wanted it. He coached here for 34 years, won over 400 games, 13 state titles, and we know the rest of the numbers. More important, he touched the lives of all of us. Coach Rake died Wednesday night. He was buried this morning in a private ceremony, family only, and at his personal request, and with the consent of the Reardon family, he was laid to rest next to Scotty. Coach Rake told me last week that he was dreaming of Scotty, said he couldn't wait to see him up in heaven, to hold him and hug him and tell him he was sorry. With perfect timing, he paused to allow this to choke up the crowd. He opened a Bible. As he was about to speak, there was a commotion near the front gate. A loud radio squawked. Car doors slammed and there were voices. People were scrambling around. Father McCabe paused and looked, and this caused everyone else to look too. A giant of a man was walking briskly through the gate onto the track. It was Jesse Trapp, with a prison guard at each elbow. He was wearing perfectly pressed khaki pants and shirt, prison issue, and the handcuffs had been removed. His guards were in uniform and not much smaller. The crowd froze when they recognized him. As he walked along the sideline, his head was high, his back stiff, a proud man, but he also had a look of slight bewilderment. Where should he sit? Would he fit? Would he be welcome? As he approached the end of the stands, someone in the crowd caught his attention. A voice called out, and Jesse stopped cold. It was his mother, a tiny woman holding a place along the fence. He lunged for her and hugged her tightly over the chain link as the guards glanced at each other to make sure that, yes, it was okay for their prisoner to hug his mother. From a wrinkled grocery bag, Mrs. Trapp pulled out a green jersey, number 56, retired in 1985. Jesse held it and looked down the track at the former players, all straining to see him. In front of the same 10,000 people who once screamed for him to maim opposing players, he quickly unbuttoned his shirt and took it off. Suddenly, he exposed more brilliantly toned and tanned muscles than anyone had ever seen. And he seemed to pause so they and he could enjoy the moment. Father McCabe waited patiently, and so did everyone else. When he had his jersey arranged just so, he pulled it over his head, then tugged here and there until it was properly in place. It strained over the biceps and was very tight across the chest and around the neck, but every other Spartan there would have killed to feel it so well. It was loose at the narrow waist, and when he carefully tucked it into his pants, the jersey looked as if it might burst open. He hugged his mother again. Someone applauded, then several people stood, clapping. "Welcome home, Jesse. We still love you." Quickly, the bleachers rattled as people rose to their feet. A thunderous wave of applause engulfed Rake Field as the town embraced a fallen hero. Jesse nodded, then waved awkwardly as he continued his slow walk to the podium. The standing ovation grew louder as he shook hands with Father McCabe and hugged Miss Lila. He hugged his way through a haphazard aisle of former players and finally found an empty folding chair that seemed to sink under his weight. By the time Jesse was seated and still, tears were dripping from his face. Father McCabe waited until all was quiet again. There would be no rush on this day. No one was watching the clock. He adjusted the mic again and said, "One of Coach Rake's favorite scripture verses was the 23rd Psalm. We read it together last Monday. His favorite lines were, 'Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Eddie Rake lived his life with no fear. His players were taught that those who are timid and frightened have no place among the victors. Those who take no risks receive no rewards. A few months ago, Coach Rake accepted the reality that his death was inevitable. He was unafraid of his disease and the suffering that would follow. He was unafraid of saying goodbye to those he loved. He was unafraid of dying. His faith in God was strong and unshakable. Death is just the beginning, he liked to say. Father McCabe bowed slightly and backed away from the podium. On cue, an all-female choir from a black church began humming. They wore scarlet and gold robes and, after a short warm-up, launched into a boisterous rendition of Amazing Grace. The music stirred emotions, as it always does on such occasions, and memories. Every Spartan player was soon lost in his own images of Eddie Rake. For Neely, thoughts of Rake always began with a slap in the face, the broken nose, the punch that knocked out his coach, and the dramatic comeback for the state title. And he always fought himself to move on, to get past that painful moment and recapture the good times.